Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. George Lundberg, and this is At Large at Medscape. In about 1989, then Secretary of Health and Human Services of the U.S. government, Dr. Lou Sullivan, stated that between 30 and 40% of American medical care was either unnecessary, wasted, or inappropriate. 2013, Massachusetts health dignitaries have stated that 30% of medical care in Massachusetts is unnecessary or inappropriate. If they are correct, why have we, the American medical profession, not fixed that in more than 20 years? Could it be that generation after generation of people who populate the system simply like it the way it is? Veritable pigs addicted to the money trough? Many within the system have spoken out about this problem. Few dispute that it is a problem, but few have produced plans to stop the waste. None have succeeded. What to do? In 2010, writing in the NEJM, Howard Brody pointed the way. He called for medical societies to take the lead in the country's best interest by each society identifying five medical actions in the sphere of their practices that were invalid or questionable and to ask their members to stop doing them. Chris Castle picked up this challenge and opportunity, and the ABIM Foundation took ownership of this concept and created the Choosing Wisely campaign. Following their lead, the Lown Foundation of Cambridge, Mass. Created a conference called Avoiding Avoidable Care in early 2012. Recent studies have demonstrated that there is almost as much underutilization of proper care as overutilization of improper care. Thus, the Lown Foundation evolved the concept with a conference called From Avoidable Care to Right Care in late 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a movement with momentum. Joining the Choosely Wisely initiative, more than 60 medical societies have now identified more than 200 medical actions that should be questioned, the elimination of which can provide lower costs and better quality care. Consider some of the examples believed by insiders to be important common actions that need to be considered for elimination. ASCP. Don't use bleeding time tests to guide patient care. AAFP, don't order annual electrocardiograms or any other cardiac screening for low-risk patients without symptoms. ACP, don't obtain imaging studies in patients with non-specific low back pain. There are hundreds more. You get the flavor. Most make common sense. Frankly, most lab tests and imaging studies do not need to be done. The results are either negative, normal, show no change from the previous studies, or provide no actionable information. Is this movement going to make a difference? Too soon to tell. It depends on market penetration. Sad to say, physicians tend to not change their behavior unless money is involved, more or less. But many of us are very hopeful that the medical professionalism of physicians comes to the fore in response to the medical professionalism being demonstrated by their societies, and that physicians en masse wisely choose the right care. That's my opinion. I'm Dr. George Lundberg at large for Medscape.